Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are joined now by the Secretary of the Army. He's a Chicago guy, not a Massachusetts
guy. He's not from New England. How about that?
So that's a step up, and that's
right.
I Ryan
agree.
McCarthy.
Right, and he agrees. Right.
Yeah, of course.
Like you said, you're from a real city.
Thank
as you. As you mentioned.
Tremendous character.
Well,
yeah.
Look, as New Yorkers, we think New York is the greatest city, but if I had to pick a strong number two, despite your weather issues,
right,
it would be Chicago.
The weather is shaky there.
Yeah.
Because the weather is so calm and balmy in New York
City. Oh, no, it stinks, too. Yeah. Don't worry. But Chicago's worse.
We went to Chicago, I guess,
oh,
it was a couple of years
God.
Ago.
Yeah.
We're there
in late May.
We're there to see the Mets. The Cubs were excited.
Right.
And it was 45 degrees and raining.
Unbelievable.
Now, that's not.
And the guys back in, it was like 80 degrees in New York. This is like, I'm like, what? What am I doing here? Unbelievable.
But you got a real hot dog in Chicago, so that's good for you.
I tell you what, I will say this, the best hamburger I ever ate was at Wrigley Field. It was unbelievable.
All
and you guys had one of those buffalo burgers.
Yeah, there was a buffalo burger.
Oh, was that outrageous. Good. Outrageous.
Now, I will say this, I don't mean to start a fight with you, Mr. McCarthy.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't. Because
no.
I'll lose.
I got 1.2 million people behind me.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you're doing, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
no, we're the minority here.
we got guns, we got tanks, we
right,
got everything.
Right.
I was just
going
to say, deep dish pizza is nice, but it ain't New York pizza.
Oh, look, I got a guy on my staff, this wild man over here, Sergeant Eason. A kid who grew up in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
he thinks he knows pizza like you guys.
Yes. Just,
you know, eating a paper plate is not pizza.
Oh, come on.
It's a paper plate.
On.
It's awful.
Sergeant, you
like,
can't like
come
this.
Come on, Sarge.
From Brooklyn.
Talk to this man.
Paper plate.
It's too thin. There's nothing there.
Well, I mean, but
you guys could do corned beef, though. I'll give you that.
Corned beef. Well,
appreciate
you know,
that.
Delis,
deep dish
you know
pizza
that.
Is very good. It's just it's not pizza. It's something completely different. You know what I mean?
It's like a feast.
Yeah, it's great, and it takes an hour to cook too. By the way,
it does take a while.
I go to a Chicago pizzeria. It's like 45 minutes later. Here comes the pizza. Can you get it to me quicker?
That's why we serve beers and pitchers there.
Now I got to ask you, Mr. Secretary, what your specific duty is? What may I ask?
Yes. So to put it into kind of the layman's terms, I'm the chief executive officer of the U.S. Army.
Okay. But you're not in the Army.
No, I'm politically appointed.
I see. Okay.
Was nominated by the president and then had to be confirmed by the United States Senate.
And by the way, can I say this?
Is this the president
unanimous
now?
Yes.
Is this Big Don, as I call him? Yes. Okay.
I call him Mr. President.
No,
for sure, you can call him whatever you want.
Everybody's got a different name.
Well, we know him well from New York
back in the old days.
And you were approved unanimously, by the way, Joe, which doesn't happen very often.
No, we know that.
For both jobs. And I was the undersecretary before in this one, yes. I was blessed. But I've served in the Bush and the Obama administrations.
Wow.
I was appointed by both of them as well. And, you know, that city, to get something done, you really have to have the right bipartisan behavior.
You're talking about D.C. now.
Absolutely. Yeah, we got soldiers that are Democrats. We got soldiers Republicans. We got soldiers that are agnostic. So you can't really be overt in those views. We are not political in the Department of Defense, but those positions are appointed by the president. So you have to manage the balance.
When you look at sign-ups for the U.S. Army, how is it? Is it still strong? Are kids still signing up in the same numbers they have over the last 20, 30 years?
So it's really tough. 3.5% unemployment. The last time it was was 1969, and it was an all-draft army then.
Right.
So there are no benchmarks for us to really understand how do we compete in this marketplace. If you go back the year before last, we missed by 6,500 in the active force. That's a big miss. So we changed our marketing program in the last year. We changed the whole leadership. We hired a new advertising firm. And it's a much more comprehensive look at the opportunities that exist. We got 150 different operational specialties. So you got pipe swingers like that guy over there who's a 2nd Ranger Battalion, but you also have doctors and lawyers and scientists.
Right.
So it presents tremendous opportunity for young men and women. In particular, you know, come up in a socio-demographic. I'm first person in my family to go through college. The Army gave me that opportunity when I was in uniform many years ago. You know, you look at Sergeant Eason over here, grew up in Brooklyn. He's just about to finish his college degree. He's got all kinds of technical credits.
Got impressive bunch of stuff on.
Well, he's got a couple of combat tours in the Middle
God
East.
God bless you, Sarge.
He's one of Brooklyn's finest, right there. And we're blessed to have him.
Right.
But what I always say is the Army is really the escalator of the middle class for kids in America, and right. you can reach your potential because of the tremendous opportunities mm-hmm. it presents to get credentialing, access to education. Perspective, you make the best friends in your life. It's best thing I've ever done.
Wow, great stuff.
We're talking to Ryan McCarthy, Secretary of the Army. You confident in the Army? I mean, this is a three-game winning streak now.
Yeah, you're hot.
Navy.
You're on a roll.
This senior team is the most decorated in Army football history.
Yeah,
they're 3-0 against Navy. Tremendous kids. I love watching them. What I tell people all the time is. The groomsmen in my wedding were Army football players. The godparents to my daughter as an Army, the godfather is an Army football player. I serve in combat with those guys. It's a great sport. It teaches you the discipline, the toughness, how to be a teammate. And we have a wonderful football team. Coach Munkin,
he's done a tremendous
the guy's
job.
A national
he's
treasure.
Resurrected the program.
Absolutely,
he really has.
Yeah, and seven of the last 9 years, the game was decided by a touchdown.
Been great.
So you can take records and you can just flush them down the toilet. Today's going to be a fight.
Yeah,
and it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And we're going to come out on top again. And we're going to sing seconds. So it's going
to
be great.
Army Navy's always been. Yeah. I go back to Staubach and Stitchway. So I go way back with Army Navy.
He's here. Staubach's always here.
I know. Yeah. We saw him yesterday. Yes, no doubt.
Yeah. He's always here. I think he comes every year, which is great. Yep.
Yeah, a wonderful guy. When I was living down in Dallas about 4 or 5 years ago, got to know him a little bit. He's a wonderful person.
Yeah, no, he's a good guy and one of the greats of all time as
Absolutely.
Well. No doubt about it.
Ryan, we appreciate it, man.
Guys, great to see you. Thanks for coming out. Thank you so much.
Great.
Pleasure.
We'll see you.
Thank you so much.
Secretary of the Army, Ryan
Sarge,
McCarthy.
Thanks again for your work.
Thank you for your service, man. And keep telling him what the right pizza is.
Right, tell him.
New York pizza, baby.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.